A father-daughter team in Cleveland has launched a business to preserve good food that grows nearby. They say they make fermented food because it's healthy for consumers and helps local farmers. But they also hope to spur the local economy. We have the story in today's Quick Bite. Wake Robin Fermented Foods is in the centuries-old Hildebrand building, not far from the West Side Market. The repurposed factory space is a hub for artists and food entrepreneurs.
So this was a sausage factory?
Sausage and ham factory, yeah.
That's Pat Murray, a newly retired doctor who spent most of his working life caring for the poor and elderly at nearby Metro Health Medical Center. For the last 3 years, instead of strokes and spinal cord injuries, he's dealt with fermented cucumbers, carrots, and cabbage.
My partner in all this had this strong interest in fermented food.
His business partner is his daughter, Molly Murray.
We seem to work well together. We've certainly learned a lot about each other.
They're also learning to make the best use of local organic vegetables in their pickles, sauerkraut, and the spicy pickled national dish of Korea, kimchi. Molly makes it with a mushroom broth infusion.
We filter out the mushrooms and just add the broth to the kimchi.
Tons of kimchi's key ingredient, cabbage, ferment in 37 bright blue barrels, taking up most of the production space.
They're 200 pounds each, and the thing on the top is an airlock. As gas is produced in the fermentation process, it flows out, but no oxygen or any other air can flow in. So it basically keeps the environment inside anaerobic, which makes sure that molds and yeasts aren't growing inside.
The vegetables age in the barrels in a cold process that can take up to 8 weeks.
The Japanese word for this type of food is sukemono, which means to alter without the use of heat.
Safety labels on the jars say there's live bacteria inside.
They may have continued to ferment and created gas in there. That sometimes creates fizzing or bubbling when you open it. And some we wouldn't want a customer to be afraid, so we let them know.
Molly Murray learned about fermentation working on a small organic farm. At first she saw it as a way to preserve the harvest. But now she thinks the microorganisms in fermented vegetables have cured her digestive problems.
There's live, healthy bacteria and helpful enzymes in our products. We don't make any claims about what that will do for anyone, but it's helped me.
Molly's dad, the doctor, says nutrition's not his expertise, but he sees fermented food as a healthy choice in an urban environment.
It's a way to consume vegetables that are locally created all year round. And vegetables are good for us.
Pat's primary goal, though, is creating jobs.
An important component of people's health is having work.
He says he learned that at Metro, Cleveland's nonprofit safety net hospital.
A lot of people who I cared for, that's what they were lacking in their life. I was just curious whether you could build a small local business and provide some work.
So far, only 4 people work at Wake Robin, and they're all part-time. To grow the business, the Murrays need more ways to cope with the region's short growing season. They can't always find what they prefer.
Almost all of our organic stuff comes from Amish farms.
But today's cabbage comes from the Ohio Food Terminal on Woodland Avenue, where big trucks from conventional and factory farms roll up daily. Cucumbers for their dill pickles aren't organic either, but they're locally grown in a hydroponic greenhouse near Hopkins Airport.
Organic cucumbers are quite difficult to grow, especially in Ohio. There's a very limited season. This is the way we get cucumbers year-round.
Sourcing has been hard work.
The cucumber guy says to me all the time, if this were easy, Pat, everybody would do it.
But Dr. Murray has something he wants to prove.
My main interest in this is whether you can have a business that's really genuinely locally based, not just in the manufacturing, but the sourcing. The jury is a little bit still out on that.
The verdict's in, though, for the cucumber pickles.
Do you want to try them? Yeah.
They swim in a briny liquid, but the closed fermentation process keeps them crispy. Wake Robin's kickin' kimchi, on the other hand, is not for the meek of heart.
Oh yeah, that'll wake you up.
The name, Wake Robin, comes from Ohio's official wildflower, which is shown on the label.
It's also a tide of spring, which I think is a nice metaphor.
Wake Robin fermented foods are available at grocery stores in Akron and Solon, and at Heinen stores in Cleveland and Chicago. And that's today's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.